Chapter 2. Bypassing Angioplasty. When it comes to treating heart disease, modern medical technology, including surgical intervention and drug therapy, is expensive, invasive, and largely ineffective. Traditional medical approaches, such as angioplasty with stent placement and coronary artery bypass grafting, CABG, pose serious risks and, studies show, do not benefit stable patients. What is most alarming is that these treatments target stable plaque that is not in danger of rupturing to form a clot and ignore the dangerous unstable plaque that doesn't show up in tests. In contrast to the traditional approach, a nutritarian diet approach, which emphasizes a diet rich in nutrient-dense plant foods, can resolve and even reverse cardiovascular disease and rejuvenate the blood vessels. You ate the SAD for most of your life. You developed heart disease. And now your cardiologist is telling you that you need angioplasty or CABG, also called bypass surgery. Faced with the evidence of a 95% obstruction in a major coronary vessel, you require treatment to open up the occluded blood vessel so the blood can flow into your heart, or you were told you could die. Is that true? What should you do? Certainly, these modern medical technologies, surgical techniques, billions of dollars of procedures, and hospital real estate would not exist unless they were useful and could extend your life. Right? These procedures have to work, or your doctor would not be insisting on them. Right? Wrong. On both counts. A careful review of medical studies on this issue demonstrates that if you have advanced cardiovascular disease, these procedures likely shorten your life, not lengthen it. But before you can understand why traditional medical care is futile and, in most cases, harmful, you need to understand some basics about the heart and heart disease. Case history. Proof from a patient. A 47-year-old, 240-pound man with high blood pressure and high cholesterol was evaluated with Doppler ultrasound of his carotid arteries and found to have an 80% obstructed carotid artery on the left side. His physician warned him that he was at high risk of having a stroke and suggested he have a